The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of The News Show. It is the 29th of October, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been going on the past 24 hours for you right now in about 5 minutes. Boom! Just like that. New AirPods Pro. Even Timmy Boy changed his Twitter avatar to the new AirPods Pro. And I gotta say, they look kinda nice, but you're gonna pay up for them. $249. Yeah, that's about $100 more than what you can get with the standard AirPods. Hence, hey, these are Pro. Pre-orders are actually starting right now. Shipping will be October 30th. And as far as the details goes, well, it's got built-in microphones into the AirPods Pro, so they detect external sound. Hence, yes, you guessed it, noise canceling. In fact, what we're kind of seeing here is a miniaturized version of the Beats Solo Pro headphones. And according to Apple, noise cancellation is adjusted up to 200 times per second. The earbuds also have a force sensor that you can use to control music playback and activate transparency mode. And above all, Apple is promising fantastic audio quality. They should. They're charging $100 more for the things. And what else are you going to get for the extra moolah? Well, they come with flexible ear tips that will give you a more secure seal in ear fit. Those will be available in the sizes of large, medium, and small. As far as how long you can use the things, for about 4.5 hours continuous listening. But with the case, yep, that'll get you around 24 hours to jam out. Well, Spotify's pretty happy. They seem to be profitable now, saying they actually beat expectations for the third quarter revenue with an operating profit of 54 million euros. That's about $60 million. This has a lot to do with the company now having 248 million monthly active users, by the which about 113 million of them actually pay for the service. Another reason why Spotify is saying it's profitable once again, it's done a lot of cost cutting and it's added cheaper plans. Plus, they're also saying with the podcast integration into the app now, it's really helped out their service, giving their users a one-stop shop place to pretty much listen to all kinds of audio. Got yourself an Adobe Creative Cloud Library account? Also using Microsoft Office apps? Well, guess what? Those two are about to make some love. Yes, your Adobe Cloud Libraries will now allow you to manage, organize, and access your logos, colors, and all that sort of lovely goody-tooty stuff with your Microsoft Office apps now. That means all those creative juices that have been stuck up there in Adobe will be available for access directly within Microsoft Word and PowerPoint. And from what we can tell, nope, there won't be any added fee. It's just gonna work. Finally, an extra feature you don't have to pay for. And finally, it looks like Google went to their bank account yesterday and said, you know, are you guys bored? You bored? We're bored. Let's buy something. Well, they haven't bought it yet, but apparently they're wanting to. Talking about Fitbit. Now, this is actually Alphabet. That's Google's parent company. I mean, just say Google. It's all confusing for us mainstream customers out there. Even though there's no confirmation that there will be definitely a deal taking place, sources are saying that, yep, talks are going on. Alphabet is offering Fitbit a buttload of money. Though we don't know how much a buttload is. To Google, it's probably like a drop in the bucket. To you and I, it's like winning the lottery. But it wouldn't be the first time Google would say, hey, let's get some money flowing in another direction. Might remember back in January this year, they also got bored then. They paid around $40 million to acquire some type of smartwatch technology from Fossil, and we don't even really know what it was. And that's kind of come to pass too, so we don't even know what's going to happen. They might just buy Fossil just because they can. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening to it? Well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can check out our official website for all of our podcast blog reviews. It's all over there at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by our lovely folks over there at TSO Host. They keep all of our bandwidth up for us so we can get all of our content out to you. As you can see, they do a great job of it. We think you're going to love them too. You should give them a try today. Check them out now at tsohost.com. Also, check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.